Good man. Only here. He's not here.
You hold on Daf Chof Hey Yomar Aleph. Again, the Mishnah. The Hema Nesukenes, if you have a Behema that's a Mesukim and about to die, is Lo Yishchoit, you're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov now, Elim Ken Yeshoyis B'yoyim Lecho Mimeno Kezayis Tli. Unless there's enough time yet on Yom Tov itself, after the Shechita, you'll be able to make a Tli to roast the meat, and eat a Kezayis of the meat. In other words, you want to shecht it right away before it dies by itself. Then it'll be a Treifa. So, it'll be an Avela then. So you want to shecht it before it dies, but you have to be able to eat from it on Yom Tov. So if it's mamish 5 minutes before the end of Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to shecht it, because it's considered you're only shechting it for tomorrow, and that's also. But if there's enough time to roast at least the kezayis of the meat and eat it, then you're allowed to. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu kezayis chai mibeis tefchirosa. Even if you only have enough time to eat the raw piece of meat, you don't have enough time of Yom Tov yet to roast the meat. You only have enough time to eat a raw piece, a kezayis of meat, from tchosa poshin means from the place where you made the shechita, from the neck, where the meat there is soft, you can eat raw. That's also okay. As long as you can eat from a tray on Yom Tov, that's also called an eating, and you're allowed a shechta today. What about shechta basoda? Let's say you shechta the animal in the field. Is lo yevienu b'moit. You're not allowed to carry it home. B'moit, that's with a long stick that two people used to hold on the shoulders, and in the middle the animal will be hanging. Rashi, that's av shemilsa, it looks like derech choyel, it looks like you're doing a weekday thing, you should not do it on Yom Tov. It's called av shemilsa, it's too much of a tumul to be done on Yom Tov. Over moita, don't bring it with a stick or with staffs. Avo nevi biyodai, but you're allowed to carry the pieces of meat home, evorm evorm. Hey, if you shechted it out in the fields, and you had enough time to roast and eat a piece of the meat, or even if it's early in the daytime, so you want to carry the meat home, you have to slice the meat there in the fields and carry it home piece by piece. That's called derech. Looks like you're taking meat home to use for Yom Tov. That's mutter. But to carry the whole animal together, that also looks like av shemilsa, is too much of a tumul. Omar Rami Bar Abba, hefshet v'nituach boilo. The Torah says the mitzvah by korban oilo that you have to have hefshet, you have to skin the animal first, and then v'nituach, then you cut it up into pieces, and then you burn it on the mizbeach. So that's a mitzvah by korban oilo. Now he's mechadish v'hu adin lekotzvim. The same halacha applies to a regular butcher, a regular person that buys meat, a chulin, a regular meat that we eat. The same halacha. That what? That first you should skin it, and then you should cut it up. What's his chiddush? Mikan lim the Torah from here. The Torah teaches us derech eretz, nice manners. Shelo yoychal odem bos. A person should not eat the meat of an animal koydem hefshet v'nituach. Unless you first skin the animal, and then you slice it, and then you eat. In other words, you shouldn't look like a fresser. That right after the shechita, right away, you have to chop and grab the meat and eat it right away. It's not nice, it's not derech eretz. Derech eretz is first to take it easy and to skin the animal and then cut it up and then eat from it. Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rami Bar Abba teaching us? In other words, the Torah says, by korban oilo, true, you have to have shev netuach. His chiddush was, even my regular animal that we eat, also we have to do this. So we're saying, what's the thinking chiddush? Maika Mashmalon, what does it mean to teach us? Elaim, if you want to tell us, la'afuke mid rafunam, he wants to tell us not like rafunam. So Rashi says, like Rashi says right away, Maika Mashmalon, derech eretz or yisr. There are two ways to learn. Either he's stopped teaching us nice manners, it's not nice manners to eat from the meat right away until first you skin it. Or else maybe telling you an isser, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat until first you skin the meat, take the skin off, because maybe while you're skinning it, you'll find a treifa, and the animal will be also to eat. So therefore, pi aloch, you're not supposed to eat from the meat before you skin it. So that was the sophic. Is he teaching us an isser? You're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin, take off the skin? Or else, tam atzoni derech eretz. We'll soon see what the nafkamina is. So Moses Elam, if you want to tell me, La Fuki Mid Rav Huna is telling us not like Rav Huna. That is telling us an Isser that you're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin the animal, and that's not like Rav Huna. Why? The Yomer Rav Huna said like this, Behema, an animal, Bechayeho, when it's still alive, Becheskas Isser Emedis. Right now it's Becheskas Isser. You're not allowed to eat from the animal, a live animal. There's an Isser Evim in Achai, there's an Isser Shein Zavuach. Before Shechit, you're not allowed to eat from the animal. Any suffix that happens with the shechita, we shtel on a cheskas isa, the animal is osur. If you have a doubt whether it was a good shechita or not, we say before the shechita, the animal was the cheskas isa, you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Ad sheyadei lecha b'ma nishchato. Until you know that for sure 100% a good shechita was done to it. Nishchato, Once we know for sure a good shechita was done to the animal, then the halacha is becheskas heter emedes. The animal right then is becheskas heter that you'll have to eat from it. You don't have to be afraid maybe it's a treifum, maybe something wrong with the insides. No. Right after the shechita, you know a kosher shechita was done to it, it's becheskas heter now. Unless you know something happened that you see a treifa later, when you look inside and you check for the treifa, you find something later, then you should not eat it. But up until then, you're allowed to eat it. So the chura, if you want to say, Rami Bar Abba is saying alochem, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat before hefshit, before you skin it. Why? Because you have to be afraid maybe the animal's a treifa. And when you skin it, you'll first see that it's a treifa. So if so, that's not like Rafuna. Rav Huna says halacha that as soon as you make a shechita, right after shechita, the animal is called the cheskas heter emedes. You don't have to be afraid it's a treifa. As long as you know a kosher shechita was done, you're allowed to eat from it right away. So lechura that to steer with Rav Huna then. For the Gemara, v'anan tanan miyoslem v'anan tanan masnisin k'de Rav Huna. Like there's another kasha. Our mission also sounds like Rav Huna. So how could you say that Rami Bar Abba is saying not like Rav Huna if our mission agrees with Rav Huna? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, if you have this Bema Musakenis, you have a Bema that's very sick, about to die. So you want to chop around and make a Shechita fast, in order to be able to eat from it, and now it's Yom Tif. So Rabbi Akiva says, you can only do the Shechita if there's enough time to eat a Kezayis raw meat. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, Afilu Kezayis Chai. Even if there's only enough time to eat a raw piece of meat. And where? Mibeis Tchiasa. From the neck of where the shechita was. So the avimina was, it means mamash, right after the shechita, you'll cut out the kezayis of that meat, and you'll eat it. So the chura, my lab, mi beit, chichosa mamash. The Mishnah means, even if you only have enough time, to eat the kezayis of that meat, right by the beis ha-shechita, right by the neck, you just take a knife and cut out the meat, and eat it right away. Even without melicha, also you'll eat it. If you eat the meat by itself, raw meat, you can eat it without melicha. Because the blood inside is mutter. It's only the blood that comes out, it's usur. So if you take the piece of meat, you'll have to eat from it. So you see, you'll have to eat from the meat right away, even before you made a hefshit, before you took off the skin. So Chura Mishnah also agrees with Rav Huna, that as soon as you made a maitza shechita, you're allowed to eat from the animal. And we don't say it's becheskas a treifa until first you skin the animal and check it out. So Chura, like there's two kashas on Rami Bar Abba, that the Mishnah's maskla Rav Huna, sakri yag on the Mishnah. So Chura says, loy, I tell you, our Mishnah doesn't mean that. Mimokom shetovecha sachilosa. Maybe the Mishnah means you eat the kezayis of the raw meat of the kishkis inside. The mokom from the place shetovecha that a groin sachilosa. Notice the grinder inside the stomach. In other words, you eat a kezayis meat from the stomach. And Rashi says shetovecha sachilosa. Bottom Rashi mebnei mayeh from the intestines shehamaychol mischatechu mesachoshem. That's where the food gets chopped up into the system. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Not that she eats the meat by the base of Shechita, but Avada could be like Rami Bar Abba says, that there's an issur to eat from it before you skin it. So for sure, first you have to skin the animal. Then it says, what meat is soft meat to eat? Even if you can only eat the kezayis of the kishkis, also it's called an achila. So maybe the Mishnah would not be a kasha on Rami Bar Abba. The Gemara says though, of a Vatoni Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned though in the Braisi, he said clearly that our Mishnah says in Rabbi Kiva Shita, that even there's only enough time to eat a raw piece of meat, he meant mokam tfichosam amish. He learned clearly it means even if you only can eat a kezayis bosom by the neck, where the mokam ashita was. So you see clearly you take a knife and scoop out a kezayis of meat, even before you skin the animal. So it's mashma clearly our Mishnah holds like Rav Huna, that you are allowed to eat from the meat before you skin the animal. So again, it's a kasha and Rami Bar Abba. If you want to tell me Rami Bar Abba means it's an isser, you're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin it, how come a Mishnah says you are allowed to eat from it? So Gemara says, Elo, I'll tell you like this. Elo Rami Bar Abba is Urcha Arya Kamashman. He himself is not telling us an isser. Not like that, son. He's only telling us nice manners. In other words, Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to eat the meat right away, like Rav Huna says. As soon as you make a shechita on the animal, you have a right to say the animal is cheskas kashrus. Rove animals are not a treifa. So if you're a doubt, you're allowed to say this animal is not from the roiv, it's from the roiv. It's not a treifa, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to skin the animal first. So what was Rami Bar Abba's halacha then? To say, learn out from a korban oila, that a regular animal you have to skin first? It's only nice manners he's teaching us. So then it wouldn't be a kasha in our Mishnah. When is it a nice man is? When you're not in a rush, there's no purpose to fast, hop around and eat the meat. Nice man is this, wait, don't eat so fast. But now Mishnah, where the animal is a Mesekenes, and you want to have a hetter to shechtet now on Yom Tov to save yourself the value of the animal, and you want to have enough time to do it on Yom Tov, in such a case, you don't have to look at good manners. It's like a hefsed merubah. So in such a case, you're allowed to hop around and eat the meat right away. But in normal circumstances, we don't have to rush. Then the halacha is, don't eat the meat so fast, wait till first skin the animal, and then go to eat it. Kiratanya, like learned in a braisa. Lo yoichal odom shum ubotol. We're bringing a raya from the braisa that some tanoim say halacha is about derech eretz. So it's not a kashin Rami bar Abba if he's only telling us halacha and derech eretz. Because other braisas also tell us such halachas. Here the halacha is a person should not eat shum, garlic, ubotol, onions. May roister from the head of it. Ela may olav. Eat it from the other side where the stems grow out from. Rashim olav means mitzadayim, from the top part. That's where you should start eating it from, not from the other part. It's not derech eretz teach from the other part. So you see, a Tana teaches you where's a nice place to start eating from. And the Rashi says, "Metzinu av tanoim shemalamdim ha'ilchas derech eretz shelo yira adam atzmai ala briyos karavson." A person should not look upon the other people like you're a fresa. You're eating too much. Ezav zem amar lechol kredem efshed nira karavson. Here also, now that's Rami bar Abba's halacha. If you eat from the meat so fast, you can't wait till you skin the animal first, it looks like you're a big fresa. You can't wait, you have to eat the meat right away, that's not derech eretz. So therefore you're supposed to wait after shechita and first make a hefshed, and then first take from the meat. Vaita, v'yemochel here, if you eat the same thing, this botzel, you take from the top, you can't wait to get the other side, v'yemochel, if you eat from the other side, harais the ravsan, you call the fresa. Kiyetzeboy, another loch is like this, lo yishto adam koysa b'vasachas. They give you a cup to drink, don't drink it down in one shot. You drink down, it's not talking about 1 ounce, Mr. Tom. They give you a 6-7 ounce glass. Don't drink it down in one shot. That looks like a fresh again. V'yem shosti, if you drink it down in one shot to raise the gargoyle. That's a fresh, that's not nice. Turn around, we learned in a price like this. Ha, shoysa, koysa, basachas, to raise the gargoyle. If you drink it down in one shot, looks like a fresh, that's not nice. Shanayim, if you drink it down in two shots, derech eretz. That's a normal man already. Shaloisha, if you take two small sips, that's megasi ruach. That's like a big shot already. A big shot sips it down slowly as if you own the whole world. That's not nice. The Yom Rami Baraba. Chatsuva mekateya raglayem derishoi. Chatsuva, Rashi says it's a special type of a plant. Rashi ate it, a type of a grass. Sheshroshav noikvin v'yardim v'yemik. Its roots grow very strong straight down. V'yem mispashul etzodim. Doesn't grow to the sides. Klau. V'noite noise ben gvulei sodis. So it's a very good plant to grow in between the boundaries between one person's field and the other one's. Because this grows straight down, and it divides the field mamish equally. Very good. Uvoi tichum Yeshua Yisrael esoretz. And this is what Yeshua, when he gave the tchum, exactly which shevet got what part of Eretz Yisrael, at the boundaries he grew this chatzuva to divide the lands. So Mela, this dividing here is makateya ragli rishoyim, like cuts off the feet of the rishoyim liyei madin. By Yon Hashem will give them a din. She goizlin ve'choimsin umasigin gvul v'yein lemedim emenu. Because the Rishoyim, they go and steal property, and the masig gvul, they change the boundaries back and forwards, and they don't learn out from this chatzuva what it means to keep the boundaries. Hey, when you have a chatzuva, that like shows you what it means as a boundary. This belongs to Reuven, this belongs to Shimon. So cut off the feet, because Hashem will give it to them to Rishoyim that stole the lands and didn't learn out from this chatzuva. Vaita Netiyah, stam planting. So Rashi learns Netiyah means of Orla. That the first 3 years, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit that grow the first 3 years of the tree. So what do you see? That you have to lahamten, you have to take it easy. As soon as it grows, you can't eat chap right away. You have to take it easy. So from this limud that the Torah teaches us, the first 3 years, don't chap and eat the peris, is makateya raglayen de katsviya. It's going to cut off the feet of the butchers. So Rashi learns the chatzviya means here hamamarium lecho kaidim hefshev netuach, like we just learned. The butchers that chop around fast, and as soon as they make the shechita, right away they start selling the meat, eat the meat before they even made a hefshev, before they even skin the animal. So Rashi says here upomim shenimtsa treifa. The averis sometimes they'll find a treifa, sometimes that after they skin it they'll find it out the treifa. So of course it's a little of a kasha. The Chur, because before the Gemara said we came out, there's no yisur involved. It's only derech eretz. That's where Tezias is Kashin Rashi. Pirush Rashi, V'lav Mishum Issa Treifa, Tema, to the Somach Mash Mishesh Issa Bedovo, to come and a Tia Mekater Raglam de Chatzviya. So our Gemara is Mashm, like Rashi says, that the butcher that fast eats the meat before they skin the animal, it's an Avera. Because maybe when you skin it, you find it's a Treifa. Aye, Rashi said the Gemara before is Kamash Malon, there's no Issa involved, it's only a totally Derech Eretz. V'yeshleima Devade Lek Issa. Avad we pass like Rafuna, that right after the shechit the mikra din you're allowed to eat from the animal. Miu Tosa says, in nimsa treifel liacha shochol, if you find the animal's a treifel later, who nenes kashegig, you're considered like a shegig, like you should have known about it. V'loi koinish, you're not mamas like an oinis, like you were forced upon you. Shlohoyin alamar kokach, because still you shouldn't have rushed so much. Even though Mi'ikra Din, you don't have to wait, you're allowed to eat right away, but still, since Mishum Derech Eretz, you should wait, it's not nice to chop around. And if you chopped around, you ate fast, and it came out later, they found the tray for them, you should know it's cool, you did an Avera, Pateras HaShegeg, and not Pateras HaNeinus. So kids, to the Indian of learning out from Orla, not to eat the fruits the first 3 years, teach yourself Lonis, take it easy, don't jump to eat the food right away. Vaita the boiler needers. The same way people can't hold back, they have to boil their wife, even though it's a suffix, maybe they're in either, maybe not, they can't hold themselves back. Also, it will kill you the Inyan of Orla. A Torah tells you, wait, first 3 years, don't eat the fruit. Here also, if you have a suffix, your wife is in either or not, don't go near her. Tormusa mikateya ragleim desaneim shal Yisrael. Tormusa, Rashi says, min kitni is the type of a bitter bean, that you have to cook up 7 times. After you cook it up 7 times, then it first becomes sweet, and then you can eat it. I'm more Rashi and Brachas, I think, says, the moral says you make a bor pri eitz. It's not so much like here, Rashi, the mash, with kidneys to the bean, will be a bor pri adama. A koponim is a type of a fruit or a bean that you have to cook up 7 times, until then it's bitter. After 7 times, then it comes sweet, then you could eat it. So this Indian of cooking up some 7 times, it's going to cut off the feet. The Sineim Shal Yisrael means the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael. Why? Shenem Raposik says, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael lasos hara b'en Yashem. That Klal Yisrael the Rishoyim did bad. Vayavdu es habolim. It says 7 times in this posik that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the limud is that even after they worshipped 7 times, they did not do tshuva. So the posik says, Vayavdu es habolim, 1 time. V'yes ashtarois, 2. V'yes alehei aram, 3. V'yes alehei tzidon, 4. V'yes alehei moyah, 5. V'yes alehei b'nei amon, 6. V'yes alehei plishtim, 7. It says 7 times they worship Avodah Zarah, and the pasuk ends off Vayazvu es Hashem, they left Hashem, Lo Yavdu, and they didn't do Avodah Hashem. For the Gemara, Mimash Mishenema Vayazvu es Hashem. Since the pasuk says they left over Hashem, any Yodaya, don't I know, Shlo Yavdu, that they didn't do Avodah Hashem? If they left Hashem, so Pshita, they didn't do Avodah Hashem. O Ma Tamud Loim of Lo Yavdu, why does the pasuk have to say, no, they did not do Avodah Hashem? Is Omer Abeleza, that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilo Keturmus Hazeh, they did not even learn out from this type of a bean, this turmus. She'esholkin oisoi sheva pomin, that this bean, it's bitter for 7 times, you have to cook it over 7 times. It means cook it up in boiling water, spill out the water, cook up new water, put it in. 7 times change the water. V'yochlen oisoi b'knuach suda, and after you cook it up 7 times, then it becomes good. No, it's like a derech moshel, it's machzal toiva, like a does tshuva. But my children, my clients, didn't even do this much. Even though they worshipped Avodah Zarah 7 times, and Mestam they got Yisurim for that 7 times, they did not learn to do tshuva. They did not machzal toiva. So that's also there about Klal Yisrael, they didn't learn out from this turmus, they have to 7 times come back to do tshuva. Tona mishmed Rav Meir, mifnei ma nitnu Torah Yisrael. How come Klal Yisrael was zoicha to get the Torah? Mipnei shein azin. Because Klal Yisrael is very strong. Azin means very strength. They have a lot of strength. Fierce. Shrashi, azin means koshim l'natzeich. Very hard to beat them. So Mela goes like this. They are torn at the very of Yishmael. Mi yaminoi eish dos lomai. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah, which is eish, was made like fire. Ezom HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ruyin halolu, this Klal Yisrael, this Am Yisrael, if they're royal, they're fit, that they should receive the Torah, which is laws of fire. In other words, the same shot. Since they're azim, they're very strong, they could take something like fire to cut and neutralize them. Shrashim, mimino eish dos lomoy. Mimino nosan lem atero. Mifnei sheish dos lomoy. Ba'ab mikroes chaserim kazeh. Rashi also before, Shein Azim, Klaisel is very strong, V'nitnu lehem Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah, She'yasku bo, we should be Isaac, work in the Torah, V'imateshes koicham, it takes away our strength, U'machnas libra, it takes away our heart also, S'machni our heart. But since without the Torah, Klaisel will be very hard, Hashem gave us the Torah to work us over, to make us a hachno, to pull us down, to neutralize us. Vadika the Amri, some say, the Seyem shall Eloesh, the Alochis of Klaius falls like fire. Shalmole, nit noterally Israel, Shalmole, le nit noterally Israel, and Koluma, Voloshin, Chol Lamam of Naim. So if it wouldn't have been, Shalmah Yagur is here, that if it wouldn't have been for the Torah given to Klaius Royal, that nobody could outbeat us. In other words, Klaius Royal by themselves, Namish Koshim is very strong. Now Hashem gave us the Torah, that took away our strength. But if not for the Torah, then nobody could beat us out. Well, exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Tahainu diyamer b'shim ben lokish. Gimel atan hein. There are three things that are very fierce. Yisrael b'yumas. Klai Yisrael against all the other nations. Klai Yisrael's azim koshes is fierce. Kolei v'dog b'chayis. That's the most sharpest, strongest animal in a kehel of a dog. Tarnagol b'yoifas. Tarnagol is b'yoifas. V'yeshayim, some say, af eiz v'behem agas, even the goat in the small animals. Exactly what this means. Azim also, I'm more clear what azim exactly means here. V'yeshayim, some say, af tzlaf b'ilonis, even this tree called a tzlaf, this caper bush that gives off four different types of fruits, is also called azim. So Rashi says, lo yedati ma'u azim shaloi, because he's not sure exactly why the caper bush, this tzlaf, is called azim. Taisa says, it has three different fruits to it. That's why it's called such a strong tree. Another chapter he says is Shasharin V'yayin. Gives the fruits every single day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Shochta b'soda l'yevena b'moit. The Mishnah says, if you shech the animal in the fields, because you're afraid it's going to die, you can't walk at home, so you want to shecht it there. When you take it home, they can't stop carry it. Want a stick? But you have to first cut it up into pieces and carry back the pieces. Tana Rabbana. Ein hasuma yoytze b'makoloi. A blind person cannot walk out with a stick on Yom Tov. The same way he can't walk out on Shabbos, can't walk out on Yom Tov. Or even more. On Shabbos, partially he can't, because it's so he's carrying. Chiddush is on Yom Tov, there's no issue right so. So why can't the blind person walk out with a stick? So Rashi says, to have a derechol, it's called a derechol. Viki is elusive the yomtiv. It's called you be mezalzlin yomtiv. Certain things with the rabbanon, it's like nudu the chol. There's something you do in the weekday that the rabbanon don't want you to do it on Shabbos. So here the summa, the pshat is really he could walk. He's not daima to a person that's a chigur that can't walk without a stick. He's allowed to use a stick even on Shabbos. He could walk out with a stick. If the only way he could walk is holding a cane, then that's like part of his regal. He's allowed to walk out with it even on Shabbos. Here a blind person, the maisa, could walk. Just he doesn't know how to walk, so use the stick just to show him where to go. That's not called part of your regom, that's also to walk out with on Shabbos. Now the chiddush is, even on Yom Tov, you can't walk out with it. Because it's not something nice to walk out with on Yom Tov. For loy haroye b'tamiloy. A royer, that's the pesha, the shepherd, can't go out with the chayes tamiloy, momi's his wallet, things that he needs to take care of the animals with. Also, it's a uvdu the choyol, he shouldn't walk out with it on Yom Tov. He can't carry somebody on a chair, whether it's a man or whether it's an isha. Same thing. So Avshemil says, "Ul do the chayol to do these things on Yom Tov." Even though there's no Yisroites through on Yom Tov, but these are nice things. Rashi v'neitzim mekisayim. She'atayin emoisim ben yodam. A more you lift up, you put somebody on a chair, and you lift up the chair. That's the way you carry him. Ve'em yoshvim bekatrosa. They sit on this chair, and you carry the chair. That's not nice to do. Zay to a man, zay to an isha. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'asholach Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, that Zokin Echad Hoye Beshchenu Seinu, there was one older person that lived in our neighborhood. V'ayoytze Begalutiki Shaloi, he used to walk out with his chair. In other words, people used to carry him. They used to carry him on Yom Tov. Obo v'shol was Yeshua ben Levi, so they came to ask a Shaila from Yeshua ben Levi, are they doing right or wrong? Is he allowed to do it or not? The Yomri said like this: im rabim tzrichim loy, if he's a very choshev person that the rabim needs him, you have to give a shir, we need him, then mutter, then you are allowed to carry him. So Rashi, tzrichim loy lebeis hamedrash ledrosha. If he has to give the drosha today, we need him, then he's allowed to come to the beis hamedrash, he's allowed to carry him this way. The somcha rabbeinu adivrei achai shakia, and rabbonu masaymech, and what achai shakia said, the yomri said like this, that I know afik teler rafuna. I myself carried out a rafuna on a chair on Yom Tov. Mehini l'shili or meshili l'hini from two different cities in Bavel. Shrashi mehini l'shili mekayma smuchin v'yein tchum Shabbos b'neim. There wasn't a tchum Shabbos between them. Because on Yom Tov also now that it will get close to tchum. So he carried it from this city to that city back and forth on Yom Tov. So you see, you're allowed to carry him out even on a chair on Yom Tov. The Yom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. I know me myself. I carried out l'mashmuel mishimsha l'tula from the sun to the shade, or mitula l'shimsha from the shade back to the sun. I also carried him out on Yom Tov. Zichru t'kasha. How could the first brisa say it's osa to carry somebody out on a chair? Echad ish v'echad isha. And here it says these talizam royim carried out on Yom Tov. So Mori answers poshut. Hosam. The reason why here was mutter k'diyama taima. It says exactly why it's mutter. Because it says in Hoya Rabim Srichim Lai Mutter, if he's an important person that he has to give a drosha, people need him, al tirch de tzibura, al tis chosh vazach, we're allowed to carry him in a chair. There the Rabbanim will make him. But a regular person, the Rabbanim didn't like to do it, it's too much like a nubdu de chil. Bar omale Rab Nachmin lechoma bar abba, bar ada. That shliach tziyon, he's the shliach of tziyon to Yushlayim. Rashi says, rogul hoya lalas lushlayim. Now he's called the shliach that always goes up to Tzion. They always sent him to Yerushalayim. He used to go anyway. He used to send the messengers with him. Is kisalakta lahosim? When he went up to Yerushalayim, they told him, Akif, make a turn around. Vizil asuma the tur, go to this place, suma the tur. Vizil lagavet Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, and go to visit Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. He lives in Yerushalayim in this place. Oboy mina kisa ma'osin day. And he asked him, what do you hold, what's the luck about carrying somebody on a chair, giving him a chair ride on Yom Tov? What do you hold about it? Is Adios when he went there to Yerushalayim, Adios also when he got there, Nach Nashid Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. He was already Nifter, he wasn't there anymore. Is Kisolak when he went up there to Yerushalayim, Ashtichel Rabbi Zrika. He found Rabbi Zrika. So he asked him the Shalom Alei, Kisa Ma'osin Bey, what do you hold about the luck about carrying somebody on a chair on Yom Tov? What do you say about this? Omele, he answered back, Hoki Omer Rab Ami. This is what Rab Ami said. Ubovach lo yekatef. That you're not allowed to put him on your shoulders. That not. Otherwise, yes, but on your shoulders not. For the Gemara, my ubovach lo yekatef, what does it mean you can't put him on your shoulders? Omer Rab Yosef Rei the Rova. Be alunki. It means you can't use an alunki. So Rashi learns, alunki, I put my hands on your shoulders, Chaveroi. The Chaveroi Aksayfoi, my friend puts his hands on my shoulders. Vizeh bekisla yeshev, azrasayim. And they put the chair in between the two arms. The mischaze derechoyim. That looks like a derechoyim. Of a hestiol, ol herlech lamokim rochay tfei. Mi sinai noisim ben yedeim lebekisayim. No, that's a derechoyim. To do this much. I put my hands on your shoulders, and you on my shoulders. And on top of the two hands, you put the chair. That's too much of nubdu dechoyol. That you cannot do on Yom Tov. But otherwise, mashmi yelda was mutter. Could even be for a regular person. He yelda was mutter. Not only for davar chosh, adam choshev, for anybody. He just said levach lo yikatef. Omer Rabbi Yosef Brei the Rava. Be'alunki, that's what I meant. For the more any, it's not true. V'harav Nachmin. Shorele liyalsos lemefak alunki. Rav Nachman was mad to them to carry his own wife. He also, they carried her on Yom Tov on an alunki. So you see, even with your kseifov, even with one hand on your friend's shoulders and his hands on your shoulders, they carried her like that. So you see, you're allowed to. And the Gemara, Shani Yalsa de Beisa. Yalsa was different. She was afraid. She was afraid she'll fall off. So if a person is afraid not to fall off, then you have the right to carry him, even in the way of an alunki. Trashi Shoya. They also were carried up on the Shabbos of the Yom Tov. They also used to carry them that way, that the people used to have their hands on the other friend's shoulders and the chair on top. Again, because he was afraid he'll fall off. The Yamrul Asam say Mishum Duchka de Tzipurei. There was a Daichik, people were pushing and squashing there. So Rashi said Mishum Duchka, Shoyim de Maragleim, V'Tarech Tziburu, Hilkach Mechatz Vilu Avdeyem, V'Talmidim Malichu Moisim Ma'alim Kaimim. In other words, they were very squashed to come to hear the Joshua, and when the Rashiva would come in, everybody would get up. It would be a big Tircha de Tzibura. So therefore, what they used to do is they used to carry him fast on the shoulders to get him to the place. So the kids, where there's a big tzarech, then it's mutter. But not for a big tzarech, then you're not allowed to use, for vashla yikatev means you can't use the salunti.